The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Where do you think I thought to find out an athlete conversation explores the art of thinking beyond obvious? And today I have my special guest. He's a music writer, owner of independent music website, breakingandentering.net. No other than Mr. Alan Ellis. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Allen. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a music writer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I kind of got my start being involved making music. And then from then on, eventually started this website where we showcase independent music from all over the world. But we primarily focus on my home market here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've covered everything from kids making stuff in their basement up to big festivals like Lollapalooza and Summerfest. And it is part of what I do. I run this website and I've had it since 2014. And my main job is I work for a company called On Milwaukee, and I also get to have this website as well.
And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world, Mr. Allen. Thank you. So let's talk about independent music. So tell us, at its core, what does independent music mean to you today?
Sure. So for me, I believe that independent music now and what independent music will be is anything that is not on a major label. And that means that there's only a few major labels that produce and, you know, promote artists at this point. They control a lot of the marketplace when it comes to music. But I work with the large artists, a lot of artists that don't have a label, they don't have distribution, they are solely doing it themselves, and they are creating things for themselves. So true creatives that are, you know, relying on their own talent to kind of push themselves forward.
Definitely. One of the biggest promises of independence is creative control. Can you share a specific creative decision you made precisely because you are independent that major label might have challenged?
Sure. So I think I've always admired artists that are able to do their own thing and have made a career of making their own music and doing their own thing. One of the challenges that an independent musician faces that maybe a major label artist wouldn't have is the ability to promote themselves. So in this case, if you're an independent artist and you're trying to promote yourselves, you're trying to find new fans, you're trying to get new listeners from all over the world, it's not the easiest thing to do because you don't necessarily have the money or the resources that a major label can throw at you. But what we're finding now is that the major label system is also, when they are spending that money on an artist, they're expecting to get that back in one way or another. So, you know, a lot of artists sign deals thinking that they're going to go that route and they're going to get all this money and all of these things. And then they find out that they have to owe that money back to the label in some way, shape, or form. So what I like is when artists are really embracing that DIY spirit and doing what they can to promote themselves and getting their name out to the world.
How does being independent actually shape the sound of your music? Does it free to experiment or does it impose its own creative constraints?
Yeah, I think that independent music, independent artists are very free in the sense that they can create whatever they want and they can play with their sound and there's no pressure. Because if something doesn't work, they can just change that on the fly and they can adjust. Or if they don't like something that they're making, they can do that, you know, put that out one time and then go do something completely different. Some of my favorite bands are bands that are able to change their sound from one album to the next, and they don't have any sort of pressure from a label asking them to, you know, give us more of what we like. Instead, they can make the music that they want to make. So I think that there's something freeing about being an independent artist, especially now when you have the internet as this great equalizer where anybody can become famous or anybody can get noticed based on the music that they're making.
Mr. Allen, beyond the music itself, how does independence affect your visual art, your music videos, and your overall brand aesthetic?
Sure. So when you are an independent artist, you get to dictate what your visuals look like. You get to dictate what your image is going to be. So that means you get to work with the creatives and the music video directors and, you know, photographers that you want to work with. It's not always an easy thing if you're an artist. It's something that you're trying to find your people, right? Like, you want to find people that have a shared vision for what you're doing. So one of the big things that I think artists need to know is that they need to find people that are going to be worth their time, but also are going to meet them and have the same goals as them, right? So in Milwaukee, for example, we have a lot of great photographers, we have a lot of great videographers, and they're willing to work with each other and they're willing to work within the artist's style and create a vision. We're all hungry and all trying to make things happen. And so I think that, you know, artists in Milwaukee are definitely finding their people, and we're trying to help connect those things, you know, connect those people along the way too. So having a shared vision for what the outcome is going to be is definitely something that you need to have.
On the business and hustle, Mr. Allen, the phrase "wear all the hats" is a cliche for a reason. What has been the most surprising or difficult, non-musical, that you had to wear as an independent artist?
So I think that independent artists run into this a lot, where they're their own business. And especially with what I do, writing about music, I've experienced this too, where you're your own business. I'm a sole proprietor, which means that I am sort of everything, right? Like, I could hire people to do some of the work, but that costs money. So a lot of what I do, and a lot of what I think independent artists do as well, is they have to learn how to be savvy at all of these things, right? Like, it's not so much about, for them, making music. It's making the music, but then how do you get that music out to the media? In my case, it's how do you make the most impact and, you know, bring the most readers in to, you know, view what I'm doing. But for them, you have to learn how to do social media. You have to learn how to write. You have to learn how to get your music out to the media, which is a very important thing. And it's something that I actually teach people how to do as well, because that is a big step coming from where my world, being a music writer and somebody that covers music and covers artists. I know exactly what I'm looking for, so I try to teach artists how to do that as well.
Let's talk about the economics. Without a label advance, how do you strategically find a significant...
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Upfront cost of a recording, marketing, and touring.
Sure. So a lot of artists now are very heavy into the technology that's involved. So a lot of the artists that I cover end up working in, you know, either makeshift studios that are made up of, you know, people just trying to, you know, find a recording gear, and they love to do it and they love to make stuff on their computer. Or they're recording some of their stuff at home now, which is something that, you know, 20, 30 years ago wouldn't have actually been a reality or wouldn't have been too feasible. So the ability to utilize technology and to create art at home, whether that's, you know, making beats or recording vocals or doing it in a smaller scale, like smaller scale studio, I think is very important. And it's something that we're seeing a lot of artists lean towards, and that's reducing the cost of making a record, right? There's certainly more things involved there when you're trying to print a physical record. It is not a cheap endeavor. When you're trying to market yourself, it is not a cheap endeavor. Generally, a lot of independent artists lose money more than they make it. So I'm hoping that, you know, websites like mine can help amplify some of these artists, or some of the things that I teach artists how to do can hopefully push them a little bit forward to the point where they're actually making money from their music.
The digital landscape is a double-edged sword. How do you cut through the noise of 100,000 tracks uploaded daily to streaming services to actually find your audience?
Yeah, so it really depends on, if you're an independent artist, it really depends on what you are going to say as an artist, but not only that, but how you conduct yourself. So in my case, because I'm a writer and I am looking for somebody, I want somebody that has a distinct vision, somebody that has a distinct look beyond what their sound is. And I, of course, at the heart of it all, their music has to sound great too. But what we also look for is somebody that conducts themselves professionally. So one of the things that I do is I teach a course on how to get your music out to the media the right way. I'm looking for artists that will send me press releases, that they'll send me their info, they'll send me correct visuals, social media, things that I need in order to write an article about them, because they're more likely to cut through the noise, because like you said, there are so many people that are uploading music every single day. When you look at how people get themselves out to the fans as well, having all of those things, having all of your ducks in a row, is super important, because if somebody wants to find you and follow you, they have to go and do that on social media or on whatever website, and they want to know that they're finding the right person, because there is so much music. And if you don't do that right, people are just going to move on to the next thing.
Interesting, Mr. Allen. And what does a sustainable career actually look like in an independent world? Is it about viral hits, a dedicated niche community, a licensing, or something else entirely?
Sure. So some of my favorite bands are bands that have not had major hits and have not been on the radio. They've made a lot of albums and they've made a living off of touring and figuring out ways to leverage what they have and make money. Some of my favorite bands, like one of my favorite bands, is a band called NoFX, that started their own record label for themselves and ended up putting out records for bands that they liked as well. But they didn't sign to the major label system and they never had that money. They just took what they had and invested it in themselves, and they kind of bet on themselves to make their own record label. And then from there on, they took care of everything. They had creative control and they could make their own music however they wanted to. They didn't have to listen to anybody. They figured out how to distribute their records to the entire country and the entire world. And fans respected it because they were very authentic to themselves. And I think that is the legacy of that band, amongst other things, is that they are somebody that created their own lane. So when it comes to what a stable career in independent music looks like, I think it's finding that ability to make money and sustain your lifestyle. Maybe it's not the flashiest lifestyle, but to be able to consistently go out and garner new fans and be able to tour and be able to say that you make a living from independent music is not an easy endeavor. And the people that can do it are the ones that have figured out how to act and conduct themselves in a way that is professional.
Mr. Allen, how have you leveraged new direct-to-fan platforms like a Bandcamp or Discord to build a community rather than just a listener base?
Sure. So we are heavy on social media. That is what Breaking and Entering does. We're a music website that covers these artists. Our presence is big on social media. But what we also do, like you said, is we utilize things like Bandcamp, because that's where the independent artists are, generally speaking. The major label artists don't really go there as much, and so it's kind of become a platform for discovery. So we look at the geography of who's making music in Milwaukee on Bandcamp, and Spotify and things like that too. But mostly we do look at Bandcamp. We look at YouTube a lot and try to cover those artists and try and showcase what they're doing in the Milwaukee area. It helps when they send us an email with all of the information that we need. But when we need to discover somebody new, we go to places like Bandcamp that are a haven for independent artists.
Mr. Allen, they say your network is your net worth in indie world. How have you built a genuine support system of other artists, producers, or industry folks without labels built in roster?
Sure. So for us, for me particularly, I have really been able to reach out to the Milwaukee music community. And the biggest thing for me was going to shows. For a long time, I've been doing this for 11 years now, and I saw the most success when I started going out more. To be very honest, I started going out to see bands that I liked. I didn't focus on, yes, we're a digital company and we work behind a website, but people started to recognize me from going to shows, from seeing me at shows, and from us promoting our own shows and putting bands on stages. So they eventually got to figure out who I was because I was present and I was out in the music scene and I would go see bands and cover them and write about them. They would see the work that I did online afterwards, but for the most part, I started to notice more people were coming up to me and saying hello. And eventually, because of that, you get to know people and you get to connect with a community that way. Some of the people that help me put on shows now are people that I met because they came to my shows for a long time. And so they were just longtime fans and we became friends over that sort of thing. And now we put on shows together. So that's, part of it is being able to just be out and have a presence in the, in the music scene.
Indeed. So Mr. Allen, what are your short-term and long-term goals as a music writer and owner of an independent music website?
Sure. So the short-term music goal right now, I can tell you, is we have an event coming up this Saturday that is our first event that is a Milwaukee music industry night. And so what it is kind of what you were talking about, getting out to connect with people and create a community. We realize that we can do that. We have that ability because we already talk to or work with a lot of the artists in the Milwaukee area in our city. So we're having a party where we're going to have all of these people get into the same room and hopefully be able to mingle with one another. Like, we want bands to find other bands. We want rappers to find other rappers and producers. We want to forge new relationships that people work with one another and create something here that Milwaukee can be proud of, that our community can be proud of. So the long-term goal, I think, honestly, for Breaking and Entering and for myself as a music writer is to do something that really has an impact on outside of my community while still being able to honor what I do in Milwaukee. So there are larger cities around where I live that have established music scenes like Chicago and Minneapolis and Detroit and, to a greater extent, places like Nashville and Austin and things like that. They're known for, having a really great music scene. So we would love to be able to take the music scene here and be a staple of that, but also show that to people outside of Milwaukee that it's a big deal, that people want to come to Milwaukee because of what we're doing. So that would be kind of the long-term goal of what we're doing. And, just kind of a way to take the artists that we work with and the artists that are making music here and show them off to the world, because that's what we want to do.
Good luck to your goals, Mr. Allen, and looking forward for more success. And what would be your piece of advice for those people out there want to be like you?
I think the biggest thing for anybody that wants to write about music, anybody that wants to kind of get into this line of work, is to just have some hustle about it. I know that's kind of a word with a stigma on it, but if you can work hard and you're willing to work hard and you're willing to sacrifice, there are definitely, benefits for that. in that sense, being, you know, this didn't make a lot of money for me for a very long time. This wasn't my career for a very long time. I worked an outside job and then worked as a writer on top of that. But I was always working on pushing myself forward and creating the next thing. And even to this day, I'm still pushing myself forward and creating the next thing with the hopes of, you know, being able to not only sustain this, but to continue to grow and, you know, hopefully turn that into some money down the line too.
Yes. And thank you for that advice, Mr. Allen. And tell us, looking ahead, do you believe the independent path is the future for the most artists, or will be a traditional label system always have a dominant role?
I think we're finding out that the internet is the great equalizer right now, and that there are artists that are getting discovered because of things like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, and they're being able to create their own path. So I think that major labels will always exist because there's some sort of, you know, relationship to a larger company. The way that major labels make money is going to change. It's going to have to change, because there's clearly not a lot of money in the music industry right now for even major artists. You know, things like streaming have come in and taken, you know, one stream on Spotify is worth 0.0003 cents right now, or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, it's a very, very minimal number. So labels are going to have to figure out new ways to make money, but then, you know, artists are going to get smart too, and they're going to learn how to leverage the internet even further. And the ones that do that are the ones that are going to be successful. So I think that, yes, major labels will always exist in some fashion. Major companies will be involved in music and entertainment in some way. But the independent artists have never had a better chance than now to get themselves out. You know, like I think decades and decades back, major labels were the only way to really make your name, unless you were a really hard charging DIY band that could figure out how to create your own luck. But for the most part, I think that independent artists, because of the internet, have never had an easier path, but also never a harder path too, because now everybody has that same opportunity too. So it's a double-edged sword. It's very tough, but I think that there are ways that independent artists can definitely succeed in the future.
Yes, it's open to everyone. Sure, not only for the selected one. And what has been the most valuable lesson learned the hard way in your independent journey?
Sure. The most valuable lesson that I have learned along the way is that it is not an immediate success situation. There isn't that. I went down to Austin, Texas, to South by Southwest when I was fresh out of college, and I thought that my music website was going to get discovered and get noticed and become, you know, I was going to skip ahead and get to the end goal because I was going to do something that, you know, was going to stand out. And then the reality is that I found that there's a whole big world out there. There are a lot of people that are doing creative things. There are a lot of people that have more time, more resources, more money, all of those. So you have to figure out where your people are, and you have to figure out how to cater to them. And then ultimately you have to figure out, you know, how hard do you want to work and how bad do you want this sort of thing, right? So it's that sort of situation where I learned the hard way that you have to work a little bit harder than you think you were going to.
Definitely. And Mr. Allen, before we wrap up our discussion for today, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, people, because my abstract essay is already in fifth season, abstract poetry in second season, and my book 101 to be in fifth season too, our comedy 101 in third season, and food 101 in fifth season as well, geography 101, love letters, music 101, and music 101 in its fourth season, and my baby podcast, law 101, mental health 101, and bible verses 101, science 101, and sex 101 in its second season. Please listen to them wherever you listen your podcast. So for young artists just starting out today, what is your most crucial piece of advice for building a lasting and fulfilling career?
I think artists today definitely need to not only focus on making great music, but they also need to know how to work professionally and how to get their music out to the right people the right way. Because there are so many people that are making music and so many people that want to be discovered and want to be heard, you have to know how to move professionally and you have to know how to move smartly so that when opportunity does come, you are prepared for that sort of thing. So So, and you have to know what quality looks like. And I hope that artists go out and learn and, you know, observe the world around them, because if they can see an artist that is doing something the right way, they're going to copy that and they're going to learn from that. So that is the biggest thing, is learning how to not only make great music, but then make great music to stand out by how you operate and how you move professionally.
Mr. Alan Hollis, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. So can you please invite our listeners to support your business, your advocacy, or whatever projects that you're doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find my website, Breaking and Entering, at breakingandentering.net. You can also find and follow me on all social media. It is at Alan Hollis, A-L-L-E-N-H-A-L-A-S. And I'm wherever you get your podcasts as well, with the Hustling Sideways podcast, where we talk about having a job and a side hustle too.
Yes, people, support Mr. Alan Hollis, because if you support him, for sure, more and more empowering advocacy to come, especially in music. So, Mr. Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
More to come, people. See you soon.